Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin, Sukkah 17. Today's Daf Yomi, we start the Mishnah on top of Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. And our Mishnah talks about several cases where there's a separation between the Slach, the roof of the Sukkah, and the walls. So says our Mishnah, Hirchuk Es Asichuch Min HaDefanos. Let's say the Slach is separate from the walls on the roof of the sukkah, and there's a space between them, and basically between the slach and the wall of the sukkah. So then we say, under those circumstances, if the space is shlosha tefachim, if the space is larger than 3 tefachim, which we've already said is between 3 and 4 inches, so it's between 9 and 12 inches, if that's the space, then it's going to be psula, it's going to be disqualified, because the walls of the sukkah need to be connected to the slach, and so therefore, when there is between them a space of 3 tefachim, we're going to say it's considered as though there is no wall on that side of the sukkah, and if it wouldn't have 3 walls, unless you count that, then it's not going to have 3 walls, and therefore it's going to be considered like it's a defective sukkah. Rashi writes in Mishnah teaching us that the airspace disqualifies with 3 tefachim, even when it's from the side next to the wall, not only if it's in the middle of the sukkah. And the intent is to say that by the airspace in the roof, we don't say this halacha Moshe Misinai, which we're going to see later on in our Mishnah, of a dofin akuma, bent wall. We don't say that where it's an open airspace. So we're not going to say we view the wall as though it's bent and it fills in that space, even though it's only 3 tefachim. So if it would have a space of 3 tefachim, then we don't count that wall as one of the walls. But if there would be 4 walls there, and this would just be subtracting one of the walls, then it's going to be kosher, because you still have 3 kosher walls. So that's the basic idea. That Rashi also writes that we see from here, we're going to learn the law of dofen akuma. This bent wall teaches us that disqualifying slach is going to be considered like it's the extension of the wall, and so we're going to say it's going to be considered as though the wall is bent and it reaches to the kosher slach. However, by airspace, we don't say that, because if we're going to say that the law teaches us that even by airspace it's going to be considered like a bent wall, then it will be kosher. So we don't say that, as we're going to see in a moment. We say that by if there would be a wall there or be a roof there, it will be kosher. So this is the ironic law, that airspace is going to be worse than an actual law. So that's the first part of our Mishnah. Second part of our Mishnah teaches us this law of a dofein akuma, a bent wall. So bayis shenifchas, let's say you have a house, and the house has basically all of a sudden the middle roof caves in. So basically you have, in the space of the house, you have a roof, and then in the middle space you have a place where you can make a kosher sukkah. So under those circumstances, sichech al gabav, and you place the slach on top. And even if we're going to say that this is on every single side of the house, not just in one of the, coming from one of the directions. So now we have basically, you put the kosher slach on top of the airspace. And so the other part of the room that you're in is going to be a roof, and the roof is not kosher for slach. So what do we do? So under these circumstances, if you have from the wall to the schach, arba amos, each 4 cubits, which is approximately 6 feet, then psua, then we're going to say it's disqualified. So basically, if you have from in this room, which you are, where the middle part caved in, if there's more than 6 feet from the end of the wall to the area of the schach, then we're going to say that the schach is going to be too far from the walls, and it's like a sukkah that has no walls. And about this, we're not going to say this principle, which is called dofein akuma, a bent wall. However, if there's going to be between them less than 4 amos from the schach to the wall, then we're going to say it's kosher. Why? Because there's a law from Moshe Mesinai that up until 4 amos, we say this principle of a dofin akuma. We're going to say that the wall is bent, and so the roof of the schach, the roof of the ceiling, we're not going to view that as basically empty space underneath as empty space, but rather we're going to say it as the wall that's at the edge of the room is bent, and so therefore it's like the wall is going all the way up until the schach, and so therefore that's the principle of a dofen akuma. Nevertheless, Rashi adds that you're not supposed to sleep under that part of the wall. And that's basically, this is also brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have a space between the wall of the sukkah that is less than four, that being, that's four tefachim, you're not going to sleep under it, even though the sukkah is kosher, because that's going to be considered like it's its own space, and it doesn't nullify the sukkah. And so therefore, we're going to say that even though it's a kosher sukkah, you shouldn't sleep in that aspect of the sukkah. You shouldn't sleep under that part of the sukkah. You should still go only under the slach. This idea of a dofen hakuma is a very it's a very forward-thinking idea. It's like a virtual sukkah. You're basically the concept is that we're looking at that space as a wall, even though it's not an actual wall. It shows that there's a sophisticated understanding of what's considered a wall, and it's like a virtual wall. And that's the whole concept of a sukkah. It's like a Torah Shabbat Pes sukkah. You need to understand that that's a wall and not just a roof. And so too says our Mishnah, v'chein chatzer she'im mukefes achsadra. It's not just in a house, but also let's say you have a courtyard, and the courtyard is surrounded basically on all sides. So you have three walls, let's say, and then you have the airspace in between, and then you have this like balcony that goes around it. If the balcony is going to be less than four amos from the walls, then it's going to be considered like a dofen akuma, and it's the same law that the middle of the sukkah is going to be kashera.